Curtain Radio
in Perth. You're always welcome having a chat with Alex Jenkins, who's the WA Data Science Innovation Hub Director here at Curtin University, simply because, Alex, we don't know exactly what everyone's talking about with artificial intelligence. No, we do. We're learning from you, and we thank you for that, all that information.
Thank you, Jane.
And last time you were with us, you were talking about the positive sides of artificial intelligence. It's just going to be our life forever, really, in all areas.
Well, yeah, AI will change all aspects of our lives. And I do want to make sure that people are aware of some of the good things that are happening, because it can certainly seem very intimidating for people who don't understand the technology.
We don't like change, I don't think, when you get to a certain age and you have comparisons where younger people coming through grow with it.
How our different generations respond to AI, I think is going to be very interesting and very important in how we plan our future.
How are you going to educate people about the simplicity, I hope, of using AI in their form of life?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, at the Data Science Innovation Hub here at Curtin, we do run training programs for people. I come out and speak to groups of people about how to use artificial intelligence. We're really trying to educate everyone in society about artificial intelligence.
We need to know. We really do need to know. Yeah. And it creates a bit of anxiety in case we don't get to know about it, anything new in technology. Now, you've got a good-looking young guest with you today.
I do. Thank you, Jenny. So with me this morning is Logan Jones, who's in Year 9 at Halls Head College, just down south near Mandurah. So I first met Logan at something called the Coder Dojo, which is a club for young people to, experiment with technology and get some mentorship from people in the space. It is super cool. We did an activity with ourselves, with the WA Data Science Innovation Hub and the Coder Dojo. So thanks to Michelle Wong for organising that. We came down and we helped these kids build some computers from scratch. So it was really quite amazing. I'm super glad to have Logan with me. He's a very bright young man and interested in technology and artificial intelligence.
We're relying on you, Logan. You're our future. Okay, you're looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Well, you're not intimidated. That's a big word. You're not worried about the future of technology and artificial intelligence, are you?
No, I definitely think things are going to change a lot, but I think embracing that is really important. If we try and avoid that, then...
Yeah. We can just get left behind, can't we?
Yeah, that's right. Do you have your parents and maybe grandparents go to you all the time and say, could you explain this to me, please?
Not really. I'm lucky enough to have a dad who also knows.
Oh, that's good. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I thought today it'd be really interesting to talk with Logan about some of these younger perspectives on technology. And Logan, we've had some really interesting conversations today. I was wondering if you could tell us how you're using technology in your life. You know, what projects are you doing, and you know, what kind of career you'd hope to have?
Interesting.
My personal dream job would be a game developer. It's a very competitive industry, but I've been just making like smaller programs, small games for years now. At the moment, I'm currently working on a fighting game project, so that's a lot of fun. I'm learning the Godot game engine, if anyone knows what that is.
Not yet, no.
I use technology pretty much all of my life.
All for gaming, though. What about
something? No, not all for gaming. Okay. I mean, like, helps me with lots of things. Like, recently I've gotten a smartwatch, which can track, like, your health and stuff like that. It has helped me quite a lot with, like, trying to stay active and also improving my sleep.
So Logan, you... how are some of the ways that you think AI could be used, or what are some of your concerns about AI, and, you know, particularly with regards to what you talked about with your career?
I think that AI is definitely a good thing in a lot of ways, because in the future, for instance, with making a video game, Video games take years and years to make. It's a really, really hard thing to do, but still a lot of people want to do it.
And that's the same for all software, not just video games.
Okay.
But yeah, so, but with AI in the future, it might be possible to just make your dream video game just in a matter of days, if not hours, by using AI.
So then what role do you think young people should play in shaping this future of AI technology? We had some interesting conversations about this earlier today.
I definitely think that seeing as AI is going to change like everything about people's lives in the future, I think that everyone deserves to have a say in what happens with it. So that also includes younger people such as myself. I'm in year 9.
The future.
Mm. Yeah. And it's going to be your generation that ends up using this technology for your work at home. Do you have any concerns about how AI might impact the job market or other parts of our lives?
Yes, it's kind of like quite obvious. It's been said a lot, but AI is definitely going to put a lot of people out of jobs because it can do a lot of jobs better and more efficiently than humans can. So,
so do you think we'll see new jobs created then that we don't even know what they're going to be like yet?
Yes, hopefully, but yeah, there's also just going to be a lot of jobs that
won't be needed,
require humans to be done anymore.
Alex, wouldn't this have to change the educational programs for the future for young people if they're not going to be needed in certain areas that they have been, you know, planning to be, and that's going to be replaced by AI? They need to look at something else?
Yeah, so, you know, it's important that we look at technology and how technology is always changing. And, you know, for instance, the typewriter, it was a huge part of the business world for many years, and being a professional typewriter was a career that many people had. Now, obviously, as the computers came along and personal computers came along, that changed and all of those jobs disappeared, only to be replaced by other jobs, you know. So I am interested, I agree with Logan that there's going to be some shifts in jobs and some jobs will go away, but I am confident that we'll see new jobs replacing these old jobs, just like the way that an artist that might have worked with pen and paper now works with a digital computer.
Yeah, I can see that that's definitely the possibility in the way we want it to go, but I'm just wondering the courses that people choose to go on now, the educational system may have to be looked at.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that the struggle that all education providers are having, both at school and the tertiary level, is how do we assess students in an age where they can go home and write an essay with ChatGPT for no effort whatsoever?
Yeah.
So we do have to change our assessments, but we also have to acknowledge that AI will be a part of the future, and so we have to equip our students to use these tools in whichever field they are going to work. So there's a massive amount of change that will need to happen inside our education systems.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Can you off the top of your head think of some form of career that may be replaced by AI?
Well, I can give you an example of something that I was just looking at recently. So translation services, certified translation services, very expensive. It can cost $1,000 to get a contract translated for the sake of visa immigration purposes. And it has to be translated by a certified translator so that it can be accepted by government agencies, right? So that's $1,000 to translate a contract into another
language. As it
stands
at the moment.
This is how much it costs at the moment, right? And a translator will sit there, they would look at an employment contract and they would translate that employment contract from, you know, from French into English. And that would be required for someone immigrating from overseas to Australia.
What about, I know of a company that is set up now, they go and advise big corporations and analyse and work out what sort of contract the people they're thinking of employing.
Mm-hmm.
And they work out what's necessary and what they shouldn't be perhaps offered and that sort of thing. But with AI, would they be able to use something like that?
Yeah, I think AI will definitely be used in that space. So even going back to my previous example, I think the job of a certified translator, that will change. Instead of them sitting down and writing a document, document from scratch. They'll have the AI do it, and then they will review it, make sure it's okay, and then tick it off. So in the spaces that you're talking about, we may see AIs writing contracts, AIs checking contracts. You know, I think that there's a huge amount of things that can be done in that kind of legal services and contract area as well.
What about in the area of law and control?
Yes.
It's a big discussion at the moment. I'm just wondering whether it will help the police force or, the federal police, people out there to get the people they need.
Absolutely. So this is really interesting. And there's a few things here. One thing I would love to see AI do is provide more equitable legal advice for people regardless of their wealth and background. So in the same way that I think AI will really unlock education for people regardless of their background, it'd be fantastic to have preliminary legal advice that, could be provided by an artificial intelligence. And these things could be thought of as almost junior lawyers, where they create the advice and then a more senior lawyer looks at it, makes sure it's fine, and then passes it on. But it will allow humans to be so much more productive. Instead of servicing 10 clients a day, they might be able to service 30, 40, 50.
This will help the court system, won't it?
I think so. I think it'll help more disadvantaged people. And now, interestingly, on the policing side as well, there's an incredible number of ways that we can use AI to help make our communities safer. And it's important that we balance the use cases in artificial intelligence when it comes to policing so that we're not using AI to make decisions about people's guilt, but we are using AI to help the police do their job more efficiently.
That's what we would like to see. And in the health system too, it's going to be
absolutely
a great thing.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have some great examples through our organisation where we've tried to show how we can use AI to help doctors be more efficient, even transcribe appointments and then create summaries at the end of the appointments, and just allow doctors and nurses to do what they do best, which is talk to people rather than do the administrative work in the background, filling in forms and things like that.
And teachers, it will help them too, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there's some tools now that are coming out that are helping teachers make teaching resources, worksheets and things like that in a faster way. So I think that that's great if we can reduce that workload, which will allow teachers to do what they do best, which is spend time with students.
Did AI, I'm going back to the basics here, but did it evolve because of technology just learning from itself as time went on, or was it someone or something that came up with this? It's phenomenal.
Yeah, so the idea of artificial intelligence is quite old. It goes back many decades, and it's built using a technology called neural networks, which is a way of processing information. And what really has changed is that our computers have got very fast, and we've got all of this data available on the internet. So really, this revolution really kicked up in about 2011. And since then, these models have gotten more and more capable, very slowly to start with, but now increasingly faster, where they're able to absorb all this information and answer questions in a natural way, just like we talk to each other.
It's quite amazing for us to, baby boomers to compare to our lives. You haven't been through the baby boomer stage, but this is quite phenomenal. With Logan, the future ahead for you, Logan, sounds absolutely so exciting. You're looking forward to it?
Yes. Like, there's definitely a few, things to be scared of or, worried about with AIs, but there's probably an equal amount, if not more, things to be really excited about.
It's up to you to make sure that it's done right, okay? Look, just finally, I'll let you go soon. Could you tell us how people, if they want to know about the courses that you hold, where did they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So they should come to our website. So it's wadsi.org.au.
Go slower. Yep. What was the first word?
WAD.
Yep.
SIH.
Yeah.
Dot. Yep. org.au.
Okay, we've got that here. wadsi.org.au, but we'll give the correct spelling.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much.
And it's lovely always to speak to you. I learn just that little bit more every time you come here, Alex.
Thank you so much, Jenny, and thank you, Logan, as well, for coming along today.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you.